Thursday, Thursday. Welcome to the Meatball Pod.
Hey, Meatballs. Happy Thursday. I hope your weekend was amazing. I've been having crazy weekends. I've been having like family over every weekend.
You're literally killing it.
Yeah, but I love it because I feel like it's like making great memories. And, you know, I love to just keep my family close and especially bringing like all the families together. So I don't mind having like hosting family parties every weekend. I'm okay with it. But this weekend we have a little break and then I leave for Villa Roma. So still pretty
so
busy.
Fun.
Yeah, but I'm excited. What about you? Yeah. How was your weekend?
My weekends are always crazy because there's 50 people at my house, my shore house. So it's always a crazy party with family every single weekend on the shore. But you know, I love it. It's literally my favorite. And I wouldn't have it any other way with the kids down the shore. But I mean, when it comes to like trying to be healthy, because I know like we talked about last week how like we're trying to like run, like do our cardio and stuff, which I've been great at when I'm home. But yeah, when I go down the shore from like Thursday to Sunday, it's like everything, my walks never happened. Me working out has never happened because I'm just so good here, like, you know, drinking all my water, eating good, exercising, like doing what I need to do. But right when I get down the shore and there's family and Janice is cooking, there's food everywhere. And oh my God, there's charcuterie boards, cheese and crackers and dips. I'm fucked. So honestly, like I can't wait for summer to be over so I can just stay on this path of like trying to be healthy. And then I'm drinking at like, we wake up at like 10 o'clock and everyone's like, all right, who wants a pina colada? I'm like, oh my God. So it's literally, I'm over this freaking summer shit because I want to be home. I want to like have my routine and I'm ready for Halloween.
Yeah, I know. I am too. Now that like, I feel like it's cooled down, I'm like, okay, I'm ready for summer to wrap up and do for some fall stuff. Cameron, I had the boys like go pick out backpacks for school and Cameron was so excited. I'm like, oh, I'm going to lose my babes.
No, we'll always be your babies.
I feel like that'll give me time to like do good, like you said, like do better for myself. Like I'll be able to run. And so it's hard for me to run with like all the kids, you know, with the boys because they want to scooter and bike. And I'm not actually running or, you know, exercising. I'm just kind of like trucking along with them on their motorcycle things. So, yeah, I feel like it'll be good for me. I'll like do some stuff for myself. And yeah, I'm definitely going to miss having a full house every day, but it'll be good.
Well, you can have a full house for the fall time. And it was so amazing because the other day I was walking Rocky and it was like nighttime, like almost dark. And it felt so crispy out. I was like, ooh. And like I saw like one leaf on the floor and I was like, oh my God. So this morning, because Gianni and Angela already went down the shore and I have to stay here because, you know, Lorenzo has practice and I don't want him to miss too much football because it's his first year. I went to Home Goods this morning. Bitch. I spent $600.
Oh my God, you're ready. Yeah, you're ready decorating.
$600. So I went in only for like, you know, like the cute pumpkin and ghosty garland that I like to put like on my fireplace. And that's all I was going to do. It was just like a little like here and there, like that little touch. I'll do maybe like a pumpkin in the kitchen, you know, like slowly. Next week when I get home, it's going to be full blown, like ready to go. Because I like to do it before September just because I like it. And yeah, I ended up spending $600 and I told the lady, I was like, I just came in here for garland. I don't know what happened.
That always happens.
Yeah. She goes, this happens to everyone. So I got bamboozled by Home Goods. And then I went to the Sense store. What's it called? Sense?
Home Goods. Sensi?
Yeah, is it Sensi?
I think so.
Yeah. Which I have to say, Home Goods definitely has more of a selection. So I went to Home Goods first and I got, you know, like my Mickey jar pumpkins that I already have. I don't know why I bought it again. But I got the Mickey stuff because we're Disney moms. I needed to get all like my Halloween Mickey stuff, which I got. But then I went to the other store, Sensi. Is that what it's called? Sensi?
I mean, I think it's called Sensi. I don't know if the store is called Sensi.
Okay, well, I went to the sister of Home Goods, and they had the same exact shit. And I was like, wait, is it cheaper here? Like, I was freaking out. But yeah, I already went Halloween shopping, and oh, I just love this time of year. It makes me feel so cozy. I want to go to like a winery with boots on.
Oh,
Like, I'm
yeah.
so excited.
Do you ever, like, do you get new stuff every year, or you just put out, like, your stuff from the last year?
No, so usually what I do, I wasn't responsible this year. I just got too excited. And I haven't been shopping in a while. And I love to like, just go to Target and walk around. I haven't been doing that. So I just needed to do it. I was freaking out. But
Freaking out.
I usually go in my attic and I take all my stuff out and then I put everything out. And then if I'm missing something or I feel like I want something new, then I'll go and get something new. But yeah, I don't need anything new, Dina. I have a million things. I don't know
No,
why I went shopping.
I usually like in my garage, I have like my containers with my Christmas stuff and my fall stuff. So I figure like the first week of September, I'll grab that stuff, put it out, and then if I decide if I want anything else, then I'll go ahead and do that.
Wait, it's Home Sense, not Sensi.
Oh, but is it?
Stop,
Oh, you know what I was thinking about?
I'm
Wait,
crying.
shut up. You know what I was thinking about? Scentsy, like scent candle, or it's like
Oh
Scentsy
my God.
that are like candles, but it's like not
I
what
can't
is
breathe.
this? I can't. Scentsy.
We're
So
like,
I thought
yeah,
you were going to like a
Scentsy.
candle store. Wait, shut up. Let me now I have to look up
I was like, yep,
Scentsy.
so I went to Scentsy today. No, it's Home Sense. Oh my God. I bet you all the meatball listeners were screaming Home Sense.
Wait. Yeah, Scentsy warmers. I thought you were getting Scentsy warmers.
No, it's the store. It's the sister of like Home Goods, TJ Maxx, because
Oh,
I
I was
got my
like, oh, look at
card.
you, like getting Scentsys.
It's like what? Yeah, Scentsy's. No,
Like, oh,
Home
you get like
Sense.
pumpkin Scentsys.
So stupid. Wait, do you have a Home Sense in your town?
I don't know, I don't.
Oh, so it's basically a Home Goods, but it's like different. So yeah, a Home Sense I went to.
Oh,
Sorry.
okay. Well, do they have
Not Scentsy. I
Scentsy
mean, maybe. I don't know.
warmers? I can't.
Shit.
Oh, my goodness
Wait,
gracious.
but they have the cutest, because they have it everywhere. Home Sense, they have it at Home Goods, TJ Maxx. They have the cutest throw pillows for Halloween this year. They're like cute and pink and white, and then some are like a different pink. Oh my God, it's so cute. I was like debating if I should like buy all these pillows for Sissy's room. I mean, I might have a shopping problem when it comes to Home Goods.
Yeah. But so you decorate every room for Halloween?
No, just Sissy's because she likes like the skulls and everything. So just do Giovanna's room. And then like I do a little touch in my room, but like obviously, the living room, the kitchen, it's all like ready to go with Mickey pumpkins. And then I got the pumpkins of
I'm just
the
really glad
kids'
that you got your
names.
Mickey pumpkin. Thank goodness you got your Mickey pumpkin.
I mean, that's all I live for is Mickey Mouse. Everyone knows that
know.
about me. So yeah, I got everything, and then oh my God, Costco came out with another one. My sister-in-law just sent it to me, and now
Another
this one
Mickey
sold
pumpkin?
out everywhere. Oh my God, I have to find it.
Is it a Mickey pumpkin again?
No, I got that bitch. Oh no, this is for Christmas because that now they're starting to put Christmas out. Costco's wild, and
Well, you
oh my,
better freaking get that
yeah,
before it
it's a
sells out
train.
crazy.
It's a Santa train and it's beautiful. You would love it. So,
Is it like, is it big?
no, like it could fit, it could definitely fit on your table and make it look pretty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
I'm
have
gonna send you
so
the
much
link. It's so
Christmas
pretty.
stuff. I don't even have anywhere else to put all my Christmas stuff. So I think I have enough for that.
Oh, yeah, I definitely don't
Although,
need
like,
any
some things are
Christmas.
breaking and I'm so super sentimental and I'm like, oh, I just have to glue it and I have to keep it because I love it so much. I hate when like stuff breaks. Oh, so Nicole just sent me the train.
It's so cute, you guys. If you have a Costco, you have to go now and just grab everything.
Yeah. I'm not a Costco shopper. I really should give it a whirl.
Yeah, Costco is amazing.
Well, because I feel like it's all like you can't
It's
just
all
get
like
one.
bulk, yeah.
Yeah, you can't just get like one bag of chips. You have to get like 12 bags of
Yeah.
chips. What am I going to do with all of that?
Well, I mean, it definitely helps like when your kids get older and you have to pack them all the lunches and everything. They go on field trips. And then also when CJ brings like 10 of his friends over, they're gonna raid your pantry. So you're going to have to definitely go to Costco.
Do that also, like ShopRite, I can get like, or where do I go? Acme, maybe? You could get like 28 of the little mini chips and stuff. Like I had a whole snack bag outside for the kids, like this whole summer. But like, I feel like with Costco, like if I want, like I need like a thing of butter. And then I have to get like 12 things of butter. Where am I putting the freaking butter? I don't even know why I even thought about butter. But I was just like thinking about things. Oh my God. That I only need. Like, can you get just one carton of milk?
Yeah, they have one carton of milk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a big ass carton of milk. We should go to Costco together.
Okay. Maybe we should do that.
I can stay in Costco for literally 2 hours because they have everything from like electronics to jewelry to, you know, like home stuff when it comes to like tools, home improvement or whatever. Then they have a bakery. Then they have the deli, the meat section, cereals. They have clothing, toys. I mean, the clothing, oh my God. Like they have the most softest leggings. They have great sets for kids that are like cheap. Yes.
Costco has clothes?
Bitch.
Yeah, I guess I... Do you have to have, like, a membership?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have a membership. Can I go with you and just be like, that's
one? Yeah, we can make a day of it because there's one by... Well, I was going to say if you come to me, we could go to Godfather and then go shopping. We could actually make a nice day of this.
Yeah, I like...
We can eat fat and then go shopping.
That sounds like a plan. Just what we need, more food.
Yeah, I need to pop your Costco cherry. Like, let's go.
Yeah, I feel like everybody talks about Costco, and I'm like, yeah, I like pretend I
girl. Know you gotta what I'm get on it. About. No, watch. Dina's gonna get her Costco membership. She's gonna love it, and then she's gonna be there once a week.
Yeah, probably. I can't. Anyway, my kids are downstairs with a cat. Or in the garage, like Chris is allergic to cats, but we just found a kitten in our yard.
Keep it.
What would I do with Chris?
Okay, so Gianni is allergic to cats as well, and I realized that I didn't have to give up the love of my cats because you know I was always a cat lady. Chris and Gianni can get a freaking shot like once a month, and it makes them not allergic to the cat.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know if Chris is going to want to do that.
Well, Gianni definitely didn't, so that's why I don't have cats. I was like, come on, man.
He's just, like, cuddling up with this cat, and, like, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, what am I going to do with this thing?
So like, how allergic is Chris? Because Gianni, like, when I went to my mom's house and the cats were still alive, I would have to change my shirt because if I came home and there was, like, little hairs from my cats on my shirt – his eyes would start to swell. He couldn't breathe. It's like really intense.
I think that Chris's is more like itchy eyes. Because when my dad passed away, my mom came and lived with us. And my cat stayed in my house.
Oh.
And he was all right. Like there wasn't like major. He didn't have like any major.
Well, why don't you test it out? Leave it in the garage for now. Yeah. See what Chris says.
We made, like, a nice little bed for it, so I don't know.
Oh, the kids, you know the kids are going to want to keep that cat.
I know, and it's a beautiful cat. It's beautiful.
Stop. What if it's daddy?
I don't know. He's really cuddly. I'm like, this does not seem like... But it's definitely not a pet because it's skinny. It's, like, skin and bones, so we fed it some, like, tuna fish.
Oh, yeah. What a sin.
God. Because I was like, oh, it's so cuddly. Maybe it's a pet, like, somebody, like... I don't know. But, yeah, I guess when I get off the phone with you, I'm going to have to figure out what I'm doing with this cat.
Congratulations. Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
What are you going to name it?
Well, I guess the kids would name it, so it'll probably be like Poop or Pee.
Yeah.
It's like
Butt Crack.
like Poopy Hag.
So, you know, Lorenzo's birthday is coming up. That's August 26th. So this week, I just, like, we're going down the shore. Like, I just have to figure out what I'm going to do and stuff because we always have our family birthday party for him down the shore, like, right before Labor Day because I can't believe it, but, like, summer's literally over. That's why I'm, like, decorating for fall already. But So yeah, I wanted to, so every year for Lorenzo's birthday party, we do it down the shore and I get like the jumpy house or whatever. But like we bring the kids on the boat and like we put all the floaties in the lagoon and everything. It's like a fun like end of the summer party for him. And I get Eat Clean Bro. So Jamie comes with this big ass freaking grill. It's literally a size of like a Tonka truck and he parks it out in front of my house and just grilling like burgers and all this stuff. It's literally insane. So there's so much food, so delicious. But yeah,
such good food.
Oh yeah. So the people that I wanted to use didn't have what I needed. And I saw that you used like a you used a bouncy place. So I'm like, oh my God. But I ended up booking the dunk tank that I always do. So I always do like the shark dunk tank, which he loves. So all the kids are like in there the whole time. And then I rented like this drama karaoke machine.
Ooh, okay. So did you ever get the bounce house from them?
No, I didn't. I didn't look yet, but I'm going to look because also we really don't have like that much room back there because, you know, we have the grill, we have the tables and everything. So, I mean, if I had like crazy room, I would get like a big ass one. I just want to make sure it fits.
The one we had was so awesome. Like the slide was so cool. Like it was like a legit water slide. The kids never left it. It was big. It was fun. And the people were so nice that rented it to us. It was Jersey Jumpy. They were so great to work with. They were so nice. They came, put it together. They came, they put it, like took it away. Yeah, it was good. The kids loved it. We went down the slide too. It was fast. I was like, holy crap.
No, it's fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
So yeah, I'm busy trying to get that done because he's literally turning 12.
I can't believe it.
I mean, I'm gonna die.
Are you having all his like little friends over?
Yeah, we're gonna do that when summer's over because you know my backyard at home is done now. So I'm just trying to get all the furnishing, you know, like the kitchen table, for outside and the seating, and then we have our fireplace here, and then I want to put like a nice living room. I want that to be done, so I'm gonna get that done, and then he's gonna have like all his friends over. But now it's different because it's boys and girls. Because, you know, back, you know, when they're little, like your kids' age, it's like, it didn't matter, boys, girls, whatever. But then they start to get to like second, third grade. And it's just like, ew, I don't want girls at my party. Like, it's just boys only. But now that he's in sixth grade, it's back to girls and boys. And I just feel like they all are crushing on each other and like each other. And I want to die.
You have to be out there with like, you have to be like a supervisor now. Like,
no, I know. And they're like,
arm's length.
No, literally. I'm like, what is this clear bottle on the table? Get out of here.
Let me smell it.
Yeah, like what's
this? Let me smell that water.
Yeah, so.
It's 12 years old. They're not drinking at 12.
No, I meant spin the bottle.
Oh, spin the bottle. Oh, yeah.
I'll kill the kids. Giovanna, get out of here. She goes, what's spin the bottle? Get out.
I know what that is.
You know what spin the bottle is? What is it?
When you spin it, whoever lands it on.
Yeah. What? You kiss them? Get out of here, man. How do you know what spin the bottle is?
I see it on TikTok.
She's going on TikTok.
God. Everybody needs to get off TikTok.
You know what?
Including myself.
I'm suing TikTok. Get out of here, man. You shouldn't know what spin the bottle is.
Well, my algorithm's been like a lot better lately, so.
Yeah, mine hasn't been spooky, surprisingly.
Yeah, but every so often, like if I go to the bathroom at night, I think about what you told me about that other. Yeah. And then I kind of scare myself.
Oh, no.
And then I scare myself.
No, that's terrible.
Like, please don't hear anything.
Yeah.
Please don't hear anything.
Stop.
It's so random. It'll just like you telling me about it just pops into my head. I'm like, why am I thinking about this right now?
Yeah, that's why when I wake up for like a second and I feel like I have to pee, I force myself to go back to sleep, even if like my bladder's full and it hurts, because I know if I get up, I'm going to think of Mimics.
Yeah. Ew.
Oh my God.
Gross. Yeah, my algorithm's been like more Olympic stuff, but like I want to, there's like a lot of things I want to talk about on our next podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's some things are so funny. I can't.
Well, I'm sure we could just talk about the breakdancing for a second.
Yeah. Can
is
we?
She, is she a meatball?
So wait, do you know what? Ray Gunn. Well, her name is like Rachel Gunn, and then she made her name Ray Gunn. So do you know how she actually got into the Olympics?
No.
So, because everybody was like, she got all zeros. She looked like what CJ's, when CJ's like, Mom, watch me do this.
Oh, gee, it was like, worse.
Yeah.
It was worse. I'm like, Angela can dance better than that.
Oh, my kids 100% can dance better than that. I feel like CJ could do the actual worm. I don't know what the freaking she was doing. But, so, I mean, when I was watching, I was laughing. I was like, this can't be, like, she was like rubbing her head against the freaking thing. I'm like, what is she doing, this lady? She's definitely a meatball, and she's very confident. But, so I was like, how the frig did this lady get to the Olympics? Because you have to go through, like, a whole bunch of stuff. Like,
don't you have to try out to be on a team?
So I guess with breakdancing, I mean, it might be wherever, I guess it's every sport, but every country has like this organization that will, I guess, have them try out and then they pick who's going to go. So guess who runs that organization?
Missy Elliott.
Her husband.
Oh my God.
So her and her husband run this organization that was picking the breakdancers that were going to go and qualify for the Olympics. So a lot of people are like, they picked her because she runs the organization.
Yeah, but wasn't she actually representing like Australia?
Yeah, so
that is so embarrassing.
Australia didn't have like, I guess like a breakdancing thing. I don't know how it really, I have to look more into it, but basically whoever was the organization that was, you know, picking the breakdancers was her husband.
I literally, that should be illegal. Like, that should not be allowed.
So, yeah. But then if you go, and like her husband's also her coach. And now if you go on her husband's page, I don't know his name. It's like Steve something. And he dances the exact same way. The exact same way.
Okay, so see, I felt bad for this girl because I was like, oh, she's trying. But like everyone's making fun of her and all this shit. But like you knew you weren't supposed to be there and your husband did you a favor. Like, girl,
yeah,
sorry, not sorry.
And they said that like basically there was a lot of people from like lower class living that wanted, that are breakdancers and wanted to do it, and they wouldn't let them try out. It was like a whole thing. But there was definitely better people that didn't get the chance in Australia to be on the Olympics. And they already canceled the breakdancing for 2028. It's out.
I mean, what a sin, though, because a lot of those breakdancers were, like, really good.
I know. And you know what's even sadder, I feel, about the whole thing? We didn't even get to see half of the really good. I haven't seen, like, I maybe saw two of the actual breakdancers that were really good.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just everywhere.
Yeah, she ruined it.
She's single-handedly,
freaking brat.
Single-handedly ruined the breakdancing.
Oh, I'm sure all those dancers are going to come for her. Like, look what you did. You made a mockery of our sport, and now it's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
What
I mean, she definitely
sin.
Has confidence, because I don't think I could get out there. And I mean, I guess I could be. If she could be on the Olympics, give me a couple wines.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
I'll do the Jersey Turnpike and throw myself around a little
literally,
bit.
After a couple wines, I'm going to do a back handspring into like a handstand. Like, we got this.
Yeah. You know, I feel like too bad breakdancing's out of the question for 2028. I would have tried out.
We would have killed it. Can you imagine? We bring back our fuzzy boots.
Oh, yeah. And breakdancing. I can't. Yeah, I've been like on that TikTok lately with her. Like, and then they're doing the squeaky shoe sounds to her dancing. I can't.
Yeah, so you know what? Now I don't feel bad for her.
Yeah.
I thought I did, and now I'm like, no, I don't.
I know. At first I was like, oh, she's probably like, but then I saw videos and she's happy and like, she's like doing the kangaroo hop. And like, she's owning the whole thing. So maybe she just doesn't care. I don't know.
I mean, I think she's living her best life.
Oh, yeah.
Get it, girl. So the Olympics are done, which I'm upset about because that's literally what I was watching down the shore. And I was really into the freaking track. The track was so much fun to watch.
Yeah, that was fun.
Seeing all the people, like, run and jump over the shit. I mean, I remember I did track in, like, sixth grade. I was terrible. But it was really fun to see.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I'm excited for the Winter Olympics because I love figure skating.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, how cozy. Me too.
I like that too. My grandmother used to love she would come over and she would watch it.
Yeah, me and mommy, when I was growing up, we would always watch ice skating together. It was like a core memory for us. So I'm so excited to do that again.
Wait, and then how about the whole thing with gymnastics and the bronze medal is crazy to me.
Oh, how crazy. What a sin.
First of all, they should just give them both freaking bronze medals.
Yeah, and call it a day.
It was because it wasn't their fault. They both had amazing routines. They really both were freaking, like, spot on, perfect. And it's the judge's fault. Like, for first saying that she won, then saying, you know, it was Jordan's, I guess it was, like, Jordan's time limit supposedly was up before they could put in the inquiry or whatever, but
no, it's all messed up. You should give
her the bronze. You can't expect someone after a week of having the bronze to give it back. That's crazy to me. That's, like, so sad. So this girl worked 4 years, got the bronze, and then you take it away from her?
No, yeah, you can't do that.
Crazy. I feel like they should make
a law that says if it's given, it's given. And if somebody messes up and you realize it after the fact, then two people are getting the medal. Like, you can't do that.
Like, they should give it both to both girls at this point. You guys screwed up.
Amen.
Give it to both girls. Sick. That's all I'm saying. Give the both girls the freaking bronze medals.
And that's that.
That's why we need to be president. Goodness gracious.
We said what we said.
Yeah. Like, at least did you see Flava Flav made her a bronze clock necklace?
I can't. I was like, is that Flava Flav?
I can't. Flava Flav and Snoop Dogg.
There was the most randomest people there.
That's that. That's how I feel.
Well, I'm glad you got it off your chest, Day.
Yeah, it was bothering me. And then I told Chris, and Chris is like, no, only one of them should get it. I'm like, you have no
Christopher,
heart.
Christopher, shut up.
Both of them need it. Literally. If you're listening to me, Olympics, give it to both of them. The end.
Thank you.
So, listen, I have to actually get downstairs to this cat situation.
Yeah, Dina has an emergency with the cat. So Dina's got to go figure this out because the poor freaking cat is in her garage. So you have to go tend to that. But you guys, next week, we're going to do a fun, longer episode. And then Dina will be on vacation. So we're getting everything done for you, meatballs.
Yes. So meatballs, have an amazing weekend. And we will be back next week.
Yes, we love you, meatballs. We did it, Dee.
Let's get sauced.